Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. I am so absolutely through and through in gratitude for this opportunity to not only speak with you, but also communicate to all parts of us that go beyond our physicality and return to us. And so Awakening Matters is about everything that awakens you from body, mind, spirit, and universal. And I will most likely be jumping around tonight, lots to focus on. But if you want to know more, you could go to Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, the number 9.com, and get a hold of me that way. And also check out some other things on that, in that location. So I have been thinking a lot about, as many of us are in our human form, about what's happening with humanity on a universal level, global level, Earth level, etc. And I just went from like the expanded aspect of humanity, so in the aura, the universal aspect, the spiritual aspect, whatever your spiritual focus is, and then kind of really from the micro to the macro, or from the macro to the micro, I went in both directions. So that means from the biggest aspect of who we are to the core of who we are, and then from the core of who we are all the way out into the universe and far beyond it. And wherever you look and wherever you focus, you exist there. And over there, you exist everywhere. Now, what I found and always do in wonderful fascination and deep love and gratitude is that our cells, so the cells of the body, regardless of what form you're in and why you're here and what your soul contract is, etc., the cellular function of the body is what is considered a holographic library. What do I mean? I mean that the cells in your body, trillions of cells, hold a holographic library. And to explain that, I'm going to use an example. You may be traveling or just around your neighborhood or going to get coffee, what have you, and then you turn the corner and you see a setting and it's a building, and all of a sudden you feel within you that some people feel it within them, and then the body validates that feeling with the chills or just a feeling of warmth or a feeling of chilliness, whatever it is. But the point is that you see a building and you have a cellular memory. You feel it within you of, oh, I've been here before, or I know this building, or if it's a person and there's a connection, same thing, the familiarity, et cetera. And that's what the holographic library of your cellular body holds. And what does that mean? It means that your cellular body is not limited in any way, shape, or form to time. So many people in our humanity believe and truly have the experience of, at this age, my body does this, and at this age, my body does this, et cetera, et cetera. And the truth of the matter is your cellular body, apart from just your mental focus, has its own reason for being. It has a expanded, universal, holographic library that in your cells, why do you recognize a person, place, or thing? Why do you feel drawn or have a memory of a place that to you, you've never been there before in this life? Because within the frequency, the vibration, or the life force of your cellular body is housed. When I say holographic, it means that even though you're seeing something, your cells are experiencing a projection of that experience, and they are what they are relating to it. And so what I am saying is that all your past lives and where you were in between those lives are housed within your cellular library. So it's not just this lifetime, but some people are born to and they experience incredible artistry, or they're drawn to horses, or they're drawn to spirituality or gardening or light, etc. That might be a soul contract that you had in this particular lifetime to go and do and experience yourself trying that for the first time, or you're drawn to the familiar and it comes to you very naturally. If it comes to you very naturally, almost with your eyes closed, the likelihood is that in your soul library, in your cellular library, is the memory or the knowing that you're just picking up where you left off with that gardening, with that artistry, with whatever it is that you're drawn to. How does that matter? What I'm basically saying to you is that if you desire to experience something, or to heal something, I'm going to talk about healing in a second, but if you are drawn to something, there is, on a cellular level, a reason for it. And it can be, oh my gosh, it's so vast. It can be a reason to awaken you to your universal self, that you exist far beyond the body. It can be to awaken you to a particular talent or gift, or healing. But see, there is basically what we're saying is within you on a cellular level, your, how many times can I say cellular? I mean, I guess as many times as I need to. On that level, there's a conversation happening. There's a conversation happening on that level that doesn't necessarily only happen when it includes you. So the different types of cells in the conversation that's going on from head to toe and into your environment has to do with the cells' consciousness, not only the awareness that they are in a body, but they are here to have an experience of being in the body, as well as reading the book of you. So each cell, and now why is this important? Because each cell has the ability and will do so to read your soul library, because it not only is a part of your soul library, but it can assist itself to thrive, knowing what your hall of records are, what your soul contracts are, why you're here, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll give you an example. Why does it matter? Well, it doesn't have to matter. I'm sharing it with you. And if it resonates, make it your own. If it doesn't, throw it out. But what it does say to you is that you have greater access to your getting to know yourself and anchoring yourself in your truth, grounding yourself in your truth. That basically means taking your focus from the outside world and into your inner world where it all happens, and then projecting it out into the external world. But again, I had this journey where I went from our inner selves all the way out into the universe and back, and I saw that we existed in all those areas. So wherever we are, there's that saying, wherever you go, there you are. That's probably not exactly how it goes. But in any case, our cells, like our minds, have thoughts, reactions, and communicate with each other. So why is that a concept? Because I would invite you to not bypass the extreme wisdom and opportunity of that wisdom that lives and dwells within you already. So much of our knowledge is based on reaching far beyond us and outside of us to then input it. And I say, yes, absolutely, go for it, reach for it, absorb it, bring it in, become that part. But I'm also saying to you that there is an innate cellular function within you that is tremendous wisdom, and it already holds a lot of validation for what you may be seeking outside of you. So don't bypass that. Now, in regards to healing, and I'll go back to that, in regards to healing the body, right now is so important in the world, in regards, and in the future, by the way, to be mindful of inner chaos or fear, because fear is an energy that disrupts, contracts, creates inflammation. I am talking about your inner cellular holographic communication internally, so all your trillions of cells. When fear is introduced, or as a concept continuous, it creates inflammation, separation, and everything else I just said. And so what's so important is that you are mindful to focus at the beginning and end of your day on calling forth the inner wisdom that will clear this fear, and I release it. I mean, make it your own, but use it in a way that is empowering so that you can apply it where it's needed. When is it needed? In regards to any fear you have, conscious or unconscious. Now, the fear is there to tell you sometimes that you have power over that fear. So sometimes when we have fear in our life about anything, there's an innate desire within our humanity to respond to that fear by fixing it or being prepared for the thing we fear, etc. Also take into account that sometimes the thing that you fear the most, or if you fear, hopefully it's not the thing you fear the most, but I've survived that and so will you, the thing you fear the most. And what I am saying to you is that do not bypass the opportunity to focus on, wait a second, if I answer fear with more fear, I'm going to create chaos. If I answer fear with more fear, I'm going to create separation, contraction, inflammation, etc. Now, if I answer the fear within me with a statement of your choice, but as an example, thank you, fear, I choose to claim my power in this place of fear, my empowerment, and I choose that all my cells respond with their greatest wisdom about no longer contracting in fear, but thriving outside of fear. And again, choose your own words. But again, you would want to add the subject matter or anything that causes fear within you. So don't just remember, fear sometimes is there to give you caution, awaken you, and sometimes it's there, and this is where your free will comes in, to invite you to choose your freedom from that fear. And you can ask and call forth that your cellular body, the trillions of cells that you have in your body, not react to the fear, but that you are choosing freedom from that fear right here, right now. And so your cells can do what? They can breathe. They can go back to their normal state of being or thriving state of being. And don't bypass the opportunity to direct that to happen or invite that to happen if you're not comfortable directing it. Basically, talking to your cells. They talk. So, yes, I am saying your cells communicate with one another. They have to. In fact, there's really very little in this world that doesn't communicate with itself and its surrounding environment. To not communicate usually means that it is on its way out or not participating, and I am talking cellularly. So let me just for a moment pause there and say, if you have a group of cells or one cell that is not participating, and how will you know? You won't feel very good. Can you pinpoint where? Is it your digestion? Is it your hip? Is it your knee? Is it your muscles? Or is it your legs? Is it your feet? Whatever it is, if you're having pain in a particular location, that's where the cells in that location are not communicating very clearly. You can then take a deep breath. I invite you to take three and focus on a part of your body. I don't care if it's a finger, an elbow, a shoulder blade. I don't care where else you're focused, as long as, and here's the important part, that part doesn't feel bad. It feels good. So let's do an extreme for an example. Your foot's hurting, but your ear all the way up near your ear is not hurting. Feels great. So then you focus on those cells, and you literally, and I'm only telling you this because it works, so make it your own. But you literally communicate with the cellular body of that area. So, as an example, I call on the cells or the area of the cells in my ear to help heal the pain and the cause of it in my foot. I am not kidding you. It works. Why does it work? Because oftentimes when we're in pain somewhere, before we can maybe get to where we need to go, or the minute there's pain. I mean, pain is what? Pain is communication to you from your body. And so sometimes it comes in screaming just to get your attention. And when it does get your attention, if you continue to scream with it or focus on it as pain, you're just going to expand it. It's trying to get your attention so that you will do something. And if you can't do something, let's say you can't get into your doctor or your holistic practitioner, you can't get in to get a massage, whatever it is, maybe it's in the middle of the night, whatever it is, and you will choose in your free will how to handle it. But I am saying to you, the opportunity still dwells there for you to call upon a part of your body that feels, that is outside of pain and that is functioning and feels strong, and send help to that area of your body. Now, here's the key, and it always is the key, your ability and comfortability to receive. If you do not feel comfortable receiving, meaning if you're like, okay, help, 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 I'm calling this part of my body energetically, or whatever your words are, the body will understand, to help this other part of my body, clear it, clear it, clear it, whatever you want to say. And I receive that. So I receive that means, and you're good to go. There's no blockages. There's no interruption energetically. I mean, that energy that is in clarity can get right to where you're focused. Without being comfortable receiving or even standing in the light of the possibility that this communication can work or can help, then you are creating a blockage. You're saying, help, 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 stop. So you don't want to say, help, 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 stop, or I'm going to stand in the light of the possibility that this person is saying this, and I never, ever share anything anywhere that I haven't experienced myself, and the result has been what I'm telling you. If it can happen for me, it can happen for anyone. And so I say to you that you can call other parts of your body that are thriving and ask that the energy that is, and I will say, if there's a part of your body that is in pain, it's most likely experiencing inflammation of some kind, or it can feel stuck. So, I mean, you can tune in or use any word that resonates with you to address that area. And then finish it with, and I receive that. So try that. Make it your own. In fact, anything that anyone ever tells you, make it your own. But know that you do not have to... you don't have to make it make sense to other people. As long as it makes sense to you, is the key. If you are walking around with the ability to heal yourself, as an example only, you don't necessarily need to run that by an entire group of people or to get permission to feel healed or to get permission and validation. Now, it's up to you if you feel called to speak on behalf of it because, oh my gosh, I had pain last night. I spoke to it or I spoke to another part of my body and it worked. It left or it healed or energetically it cleared. I mean, it's really however you want to put it. If you want to share it, absolutely. I mean, really do whatever resonates with you. But I will say to you that I took a walk recently and I was looking at the aura and the cellular body and function of the trees and their relationship to the Sky Nation or to the sky. And I was seeing that they were mirroring to each other and that there is a very strong connection and relationship with all things, all beings, and everything is in communication with itself. Meaning that if there is a tree with a root system, I'm not going to say if, there's a tree with a root system. What I noticed when I was walking amongst these trees, gorgeous, unbelievable trees, was that their root system reached all the way through the earth and to other trees on the other side of the earth, and that as their aura, which is, let's call it their life force, or their, the aura can also be seen as their expanded body, that the aura, I could see the aura in the earth plane of these root systems connecting with other root systems. So, my God, you're talking about a library? Hello? The library of all beings, regardless of what their form is working. The lights are on and communication is happening everywhere, except in humanity. But everywhere in Mother Nature, communication is happening. And it is why the animal kingdom, nature, etc., survives and will continue to survive and thrive, even though many parts of Mother Earth have been affected and are struggling. But, you know what, a second ago I was talking about call upon a part of your body and send that energy that is feeling good to a part that isn't. Same thing with Mother Earth, same thing with the Sky Nation. I saw a tree that was leaning over and I literally saw that there was assistance, not only from the earth plane, but from the aura around it and from above, energy, source, vibration, frequency coming to that tree in assistance to it. So, of course, I was in awe and I was in gratitude. And I paused there on purpose and didn't say anything because there really are no words for the vastness and the expansion and the language that is happening in its authenticity and in its ability to create and sustain and be ongoing. I'm speaking about Mother Nature and even the animal kingdom that participates with Mother Nature. So my point to you is that here I am saying, hey, get the help you need, do whatever you need to do, but in the meantime, also call upon your cellular library, your holographic library. What's the difference? There isn't one. So your cellular, I'm talking about your cells, and I'm calling them holographic because the ability for, the ability for your cells to experience an environment, whether it's your own inner environment or you're somewhere else in the world, your cells are going to experience where they are at as well. So when you say, when I say to you, there's you and then there's this aura, this expanded aura that reaches far beyond your human form, same thing with the cells. Your cells are not just seen in a microscope. Your cells are, they have an aura and they are participating and they expand far beyond your body, far beyond your body. And so that's why I'm saying holographically, which means vibrationally, your cells respond to their environment as well. What does that mean? It means, okay, let's say you're traveling somewhere and you turn a corner and all of a sudden you don't feel safe. And all of a sudden you feel your body feel unsafe. And all of a sudden you feel adrenaline and you feel the chills and you feel all these things. It's not like you turned the corner and saw or felt unsafe and started saying, okay, body, okay, cells, react like this, like this, like this. No, it was an immediate reaction outside of time. And it was based on your cells having the knowledge of the energy, frequency, and vibration of where not only you were at, but also what was needed for survival. So I know I'm stretching it, but it's true. It's true and it's real, and it doesn't have to be for anybody else, but it is absolutely not only what I've experienced, but many people are experiencing all over the world. And so I want that for you, not because you are less without these experiences, no, but because it will help you and it will assist you. And that is my goal. And so once you start using other parts of you or different parts of you, you'll start experiencing that you don't have to communicate using your verbal communication. You don't have to communicate using thoughts, etc. You can communicate energetically, vibrationally, and really feel a lot less chaos internally and a lot more peace or strength, clarity of inner strength, because you're working, let's change the word working, you're participating in a collective consciousness within you. It's not, oh, I'm focused here and I don't know, my cells are doing that over there. And that's okay too. I'm not talking about what's right or wrong. I'm talking about what's possible. What's possible. Not only are you possible, but your cells in their holographic library have access to knowledge and information that is, I'm going to say this because it's in my experience. Your cells have access to information that you are seeking and maybe hold the piece for you that you keep looking for externally and can't find, you're not able to find it. So never bypass the opportunity for you to go within and call upon, think about it for just a second. What am I saying? I'm saying, could it be possible that you have an inner community that wants the highest and greatest good for you and itself? Yes. Could it be possible that that inner community communicates with you through pain, through discomfort, through all kinds of things to just inform you and let you know that your focus needs to be participating for a better experience for you and your inner world? Yes. And so it's a win-win. It's a win-win. Now, if you're like, oh, I don't resonate with that, that's okay too. Then you'll have the experience you're going to have, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be less than, because you also have a soul contract, and I won't go into that right now. I will say this to you, however. I was noticing when I looked at the path and the trees and all of nature around me, because they are in different seasons now, and so you see different aspects of nature, of course, in different seasons, that nature, everything I'm saying tonight, is flying in the face of so much, and so be it. But nature and the sky, the earth plane, and everything in between, meaning your cells, do not experience time the way you do. Why would they? They do not experience time as past, present, and future. In fact, there are many beings, myself included, that have so many past life recall, past life knowledge and memories and interactions with present day life. And sometimes that does have to do with the cells that do not relate to time. Now, I can hear people going, what? What do you mean? Because as you get older, the cells change. The cells change not because you get older. The cells change not because of your calendar or your time frame or your age. The cells change because they move into more density as opposed to light. Why do they do that? So there is a long journey that your cells take with you, but I can tell you right now, whether you're 5, 11, 14, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond, your cells are not in any way, shape, or form going, oh, I'm 49, I'm going to be 50, I need to completely represent that. Your cells don't necessarily relate to your personality or your belief system in the form of, my personality doesn't like this, so I'm going to attack my cells. I'm going to attack the cell next to me, the cell over there, the cell behind me. No, it's about if your energy, so okay, for a moment, let's focus on the human. If your humanity is focused on, let's say, sadness or negativity or whatever it is, and yes, there is an impact. It has been studied and known about. There's an impact in regards to foods and self-care. Of course there is. So that will impact the cells. But what I'm saying is your cells don't relate to, we're sad right now. Oh, we're happy right now. Oh, we're judgmental right now. We're cynical right now. The cells don't relate to that. The cells relate to when you have those feelings, and let's say you're in a deep depression or you're in extreme fear and you stay there for a long period of time, the cells will become what? They will hold a greater density. They'll hold a greater weight, burden, if you will. You burden the cells. Now, are the cells able to restore themselves most of the time? And certainly with your participation, absolutely. But if you remain in a angry state of being, or maybe there's anger there and there is no willingness to clear it, heal it, release it, or same thing with fear. And so the body is kind of walking around not going, oh my gosh, are they ever going to stop being angry? No, the cells don't relate to emotion that way. However, the cells do experience the burden of density. So a slowing down, an inflammation, basically the cells are not able to present or represent themselves, I'll say, or the version of a part of you that And I'm sorry if you hear background noise. I have dogs, and they're just validating what's being said. So, so the cells, remember this, they don't relate to time. They don't relate to age. Certainly there is a function as we get older, but I'm sorry, I'm here to tell you there are a lot of people who relate to this, their cells outside of age, and they're able to assist their cells to do what? To renew, to drop the density and take on more light. How do they do that? Through meditation, through intention. I'm absolutely going to say this, through positivity. And again, not necessarily that you have to only see flowers and sing songs and be happy all the time. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about infusing your inner body and your cells with positivity in your own inner body of work. Why? Because then you clear the body. You alkaline the body. It goes from density and acidity to a lightness as well as an alkalinity. And so a lot of things happen in concert with your, again, not your emotional body, but your focused attention and intention, whether it's meditation, music, etc. So please, 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 basically, I don't want to create more confusion, but clarity. What I am saying is, if you believe that at a certain age your body will struggle, then your body doesn't necessarily go, oh, it's that age, we have to start struggling. No, the body starts to feel a greater burden. Now, this is fascinating. Why does it feel a greater burden? Does it know the age? No, because you unconsciously start to feel stress, or consciously. You start to feel, and so then there's a contracted breathing, there's contraction, contracted aspects of the digestive tract, there is acidity, there's inflammation, there's all the stuff that happens, and then the body's in the process of, again, trying to clear itself, which again, you can help and be a part of, or you can add more of the acidity, et cetera, to it. So either way, what I am saying here is that I have seen and experienced myself that the body's ability to completely heal itself, and I do mean completely, is absolutely a real thing. Now, is it all at once? Does it depend on many things? Yes, it does. And is it all at once? Not necessarily. So your experience is definitely your own. But I am talking about all of this because as chaos or fear or doubt or worry, as that becomes if it becomes a part of your experience, what you absolutely want to do is move into, like, let's say you start not feeling well because there's stress or worry, et cetera. So my invitation to you is, again, your cells are not responding to the worry and going, oh, no, now we worry. They're responding to a slowdown in the system, to a heaviness, a burden, the frequency and the vibration of it. So meditate, look at a flower, look at the trees, be with nature, be with the Sky Nation. Don't be trying to just because as beings, when there is negativity, there is an intense desire, understandably so, in our humanity to heal it immediately. I mean, that just makes sense, especially if we're in pain. So what I'm saying to you is you have the tools, but you have to go beyond and again, make it your own, but you have to go beyond what makes sense to you, in quotes, and allow your mental body to kind of relax and move into a full body experience. And that basically means communication. Your cells are not like, oh, it's too late. You know, it's midnight and I can't go there. Just please, please, please don't limit yourself in any way to believing that your belief system on a mental level dictates 100% of your cellular body, because that's not the case. Your cellular body is in alignment with your hall of records, your soul contracts, your higher consciousness, your expanded vibration, your universal self. So there is a bigger expanded knowledge base that your cellular body works with. I mean, it has to. Think about it. All the different forms that your cells take and functions, they have to communicate with each other in order to exist. So my invitation in this time that we're in the world is, or at any time in your life, if you are worried or burdened or feel overwhelmed, feel anything that feels like that, sadness or what have you, be in that. Be in whatever emotion or sense that you need to be, but then reach beyond it and communicate with a different, if possible. I don't care if it's poetry, a movie, music, but engage in something different. And sometimes things will happen to you in your life that make no sense whatsoever. I just took a complete and total turn in what I'm talking about. And so stick with me. So sometimes in life, things happen that we were scratching our heads and we're going, what? I have, and I can only speak for myself in this behalf because I know that it exists for everybody, but I have a very strong spirit council of guides and I communicate with them pretty much at all times. But, and this is in relationship to what I'm talking about with the cells, but sometimes your ability to access your cells or feel like you did and watch the results can be confusing. And my whole point of this short story I'm going to tell you is sometimes don't take the first attempt as what is going to follow that. So if you don't succeed or even have clarity after the first attempt of communicating with your body or your cells, keep at it, because if you just do it once and you're like, I don't know what she was talking about because it didn't work, then you have really kind of, just stick with it and make it your own. And sometimes you just don't know what happened until later. So one time I was driving down the street and I saw, and I will tie this in at the end, so please don't be like, oh my gosh, which one of her cells is talking now? Because this makes no sense. It does. Just, I promise you. So one time I was driving down the street and I saw a very busy street, actually, but all of a sudden there was no busyness whatsoever and there was a Jeep parked or stopped in the middle of the street, and then there was a dog. And if you know me, if it comes to dogs or any animals of any kind, I'm going to stop and see what I can do. So I get out of the car, I walk over to the dog. The person that was in the Jeep is now on her knees with her arm wrapped around the dog. And the dog looks up at me with such intensity that I remember I stood back like, wait a second, huh? I mean, this is like a sci-fi moment for me. And so the dog looks at me with like this intensity, and I look at the woman's arm that's holding the dog, and I'm like, no, that doesn't look like a, just internally having a conversation with myself outside of time. This doesn't look like she's holding him too strong. So I don't know. I thought, I wonder why the dog is like looking at me like that, like not even blinking, like just weird. So then the woman turns and looks at me and she goes, you have to make a choice. She says that to me. And I'm standing and I have my phone in my hand and I'm looking down at her and I go, what? And she goes, you have to make a choice. And she was really intense about it. And then I was like, oh, internally, oh, she's intense. Maybe that's why the dog's intense. And so I looked at her and I, for some reason, I'm like, I know I have to make a choice. This was a long time ago. And anyway, there was changes going on in my life. So she's like, you have to make a choice. And I can tell you that at the time I was like, so distracted by everything, the whole scene, that I just looked at her and I said, I know I have to make a choice, but I didn't respond. Well, she ripped my phone out of my hand and she dials the number on this dog's collar and she puts it on speaker and this woman answers the phone and the woman with the dog goes, I have your dog here and you need to come get it. And I'm withholding some of the words that she used, but let me just say, she was not kind. She was aggressive. And if you don't come and get it, I'm going to take it to the pound. And then I hear this woman's voice say, I'm pregnant and I'm in the bathtub right now. I didn't know my dog even got out. And she's like, well, I'm here. And she gave the street names and I'm standing there because she's so aggressive. Myself internally were reacting to this situation. And so this woman says, I can't get there. And so she cusses the woman out on the phone and hangs up on her. And I go, oh, my gosh, give me my phone, because she did all this on my phone number. So I go, give me my phone, and I take it from her. And she gets up, and she grabs the dog, and she goes, you have to make a choice. Like, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Well, my head was spinning. I mean, I couldn't even find my guides at the time. It was like, it's not that my guides weren't there. It's that I could not focus because there were so many parts, moving parts that were going on. And so I called this woman 20 minutes later, and oh my gosh, the woman in the bathtub is yelling at me. She says, my sons are tracking this number. They're going to find you and I'm going to take my dog. And let's just say I was concerned, and I was trying to tell her while she was talking to me, that wasn't me. That was not me. Please listen to me. Can't you tell us a different voice? Can you hear the desperation in my voice versus the rage in the other voice? And she wasn't listening and then hung up on me. And I thought, oh, my gosh. Okay, here's where I tie in this whole thing. So I go within to my cellular body because the outside was clearly just chaos. And so I didn't try to fix the outside. I went within. And I got quiet and I focused on where in my body I felt chaos and where in my body I felt peace. And I basically, like a waterfall, asked that the peace within me spread throughout and clear all of the chaos. And it's kind of like a massage or an intention that washes over your cells and helps them to re-regulate, because the stress and the confusion and chaos is no longer there, because now you're focused on the peace that you're feeling somewhere in your body, even if you are completely filled with chaos or stress or fight or flight, there's one part within your body that is not joining that. And you can, or if you can't locate it, you can literally say, I call upon the peace that I know exists right now along with the chaos, to clear and to move through me. And so I did all of that. And I did not get any more clarity from this situation other than I called about 3 hours later that same number. And the same woman answered. And I said, hi, did you ever get your dog back? And she said, what are you talking about? And I said, what? And she said, my dog's right here with me. And I said, yes, but, oh, good, you got it back. She said, got it back. It never left me. So it was right here. And so I said to her on the phone, that's great. I am so glad your dog is there and that you are well and all is good. And she said, thank you, bye, and hung up the phone. And I sat there and I thought, well, clearly the universe was trying to tell me that I had to make a choice, which, by the way, I did. But at the time, I really did not know. So sometimes life will happen and you don't know what's happening. And I don't care what profession you're in, what title you have, and what you do for a living, or how other people see you. There are times where experiences happen that we just don't get it, that we're like, wow. There are times that something might happen to your body and you're like, whoa, what does this mean? And then you go back to a normal state of being. There are times that you try something new, a lot of what I've been sharing, and you go, nothing happened. Does that mean something's wrong with me? No. There are times where we just have to, you don't have to do anything. There are times where I invite you to go back to yourself and choose the peace, the clarity, the healing, the conversation, because yourself are listening, and they are part of your environment. They are not, your inner body and your cells are not held hostage by you and your choices. Your cells are free to make their own choices in accordance with and in alignment with you as well. So sometimes seek to know the wisdom that's dwelling within the cells that are screaming at you instead of running externally. Of course, it depends on each individual situation, but if you can, don't just run to get something externally done to wipe out whatever you're feeling, because if it was a universal message for you, there's going to be a Jeep in the middle of the road with somebody you don't know and a dog that's staring you at you like its eyes are going to bug out, and you're still not going to understand the whole gig was about until much later. But I hope you can laugh in between all the seriousness. That's really, really needed. So blessings to you. And we'll get more into time and the fact that time, what was, what is, and what will be, past, present, and future, is a little different than your experience of it, and how that can help you actually and assist you to be more free. So thank you. Go to Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, the number 9.com to get more information, and blessings to you. Bye for now. Thank you.